All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Mr. Sauls Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Sauls. Mr. Sauls is born 9-16-1949, today's date 1-7. Patient is in her third benefit period ending in 1/31/2026. This face-to-face is going to be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation today. Period. This is a 76-year-old gentleman admitted with diagnosis of Parkinsonism. Patient has trouble swallowing, has trouble taking care of his secretions, period. He has dysphagia. Related to his Parkinsonism with associated tremors as well as hallucination, period. He also has a history of atonic bladder, has a Foley catheter. Last time his Foley was changed was 2 weeks ago. Facial numbness, upper extremity, lower extremity numbness, hypertension, DJD, chronic knee pain, BPH, AKI, HLD, chronic UTIs, diplopia related to multiple sclerosis, neck pain, arm pain related to cervical stenosis. Patient continues to decline. He's oriented to person and place most of the time. His PPS is at 40%, bowel and bladder incontinent, total care, ADL dependent. Again, bedbound, not able to get in the wheelchair any longer. Eating about 50% of his meals, mostly because of his dysphagia, period. He has severe muscle wasting. The lower extremity requires turning every 2 hours to keep him from developing pressure sores and ulcers. Period. High risk of aspiration, especially now that he's having a hard time managing his secretions, period. His MAC is at 26 centimeter. Difficult to measure body weight since he's totally bedbound. There's no bed scales available at this time. Overall prognosis is poor given natural progression of the disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.